Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But right now we want to talk about one of the more emotional bills that has been discussed in our state capitol, maybe even more so than the transportation package.
Very much so.
It's the one dealing with immunization. And with us to talk about it is the ranking member of the Public Health Committee and the representative from the 22nd District, Dr. William Pettit. Dr.
Hey,
Pettit, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Joe and Ray. I'm awake.
Yeah. you know what? If you had been awake Thursday at this time, I'd be impressed after the 22 hours.
Oh, my God.
In session. Saad Anwat was so desperate for something to do, he came out and talked to us on the radio during this, near 8 o'clock. Bill, were you surprised at how emotional this bill has become?
No, I think any legislation that impacts parents' choice brings out people's protective instincts. I think it's as simple as that.
Does this stem from just the movement that's been growing, started really, I guess, in California with Jenny McCarthy, well-known epidemiologist, but it started with her, and the link was, well, okay, and Robert Kennedy Jr., I think, is into this too, RFK Jr. Whole thing was that apparently vaccinations can lead to having problems of autism, for example. Is that going on? And where does that come from?
Yeah, I mean, certainly World Health Organization lists vaccine hesitancy, concern about vaccine, as one of the 10 major health concerns worldwide. And certainly that probably was the start of it with the Wakefield paper going back 15 years ago or so. Clearly, you know, I'm on the orthodox side of medicine. I believe vaccines have been helpful in terms of our public health. They're not without risk, and they're not perfect, and I don't believe the data shows that they really cause autism, but I think the issue here is more sort of public policy per se than a lot of the hardcore science.
So to make things clear, you're not against vaccination. You just think this thing's on too fast a track. We need to do more. We need to do more research. We need to do more discovery into it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you look at the data that the Public Health Commissioner Renee Coleman Mitchell presented, the rate of religious exemption has gone from about 0.8 to, in the most recent year, 2.3, so okay, Tripled over 10 years or so. Still, kindergarten vaccination rates for MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella is 96.2, or one of the most highly vaccinated states in the country. So I think my concern, and a number of my colleagues, was that we need to understand this data further. This data was released last year and showed some pockets of schools,
right,
where there was significant under-vaccination, if you will. On the other hand, what didn't come out in that initial report was that there are also a number of schools that are below 95%, have no religious exemptions, or very few, less than 5% religious and medical exemptions. So why are some schools where the exemptions don't appear to come into play also under-vaccinated? So My position is we need to understand the data in a little more detailed fashion. I'm not convinced that the hammer approach, so to speak, will get people to change their minds. We have data from California and New York, which have been pretty tough on the people. I think Washington has a better approach. I think you bring people in for counseling and education. You say, here's the potential risks to you and your child. Right. Here's the potential risk to society, to the community. If you still refuse to vaccinate, a sign here. If there is an outbreak, your child will be withdrawn from school immediately. And I think that's got the exemption rate in Washington down to about 1.2 7%. Having said that, and I get asked the question all the time, the people who are vehemently against any vaccines, I don't think education is going to change their mind. They're set where they are. I think there's a small percentage of people on the fence that you may be able to convince. So I think this is the better way to go. And I'll pause there for a minute. It's a complicated issue that you probably need to do an hour show on.
Probably so. Dr. William Pettit with us for a few minutes this morning. The thing that's confused me, and I've not really gotten an answer, and maybe I should look into it more, but what is the religious exemption based upon?
If you have a closely held religious belief, you presumably can't be forced to do something that is against your religious tenets. This has been tried in terms of the public health issue and vaccines specifically in a number of states, and the public health side, that is the health, the welfare of the masses over the individual, has always won out. We have the opinion from the Attorney General from last May stating that you would be able to do this. What you saw yesterday was an amendment to the bill to grandfather people in, and that was in response to the concept of perhaps 7,800 kids being forced out of school if their exemption went away. And what were we going to do with those kids? Where would they go? It didn't even look at the issue of kids with individual education plans and special needs. What would happen to them if they were forced? They're covered under a different area of the law. And so this was a response to that, but it does something else. It undercuts the argument that there's urgency here. So if you're willing to grandfather kids in from pre-K through 12, that means you're saying remaining unvaccinated in the system for the next 12 years is not a risk to the public health. So there is no urgency, which is the reason why this went forward from the beginning. And the scientists that deal with this on a regular basis at WHO and CDC, I would say in general, are not in favor of a grandfathering concept in most situations, don't believe it's good public policy.
Do you think, Bill, when do you think this will be taken up by the House? Or do you think even though it's past committee, because it's hits people in so many ways, this may not move to the forefront on what you look at?
Well, agreed. I mean, I'm concerned that there still remains many objections on many levels. And this will maybe one of those bills that takes up several days. So that's why many of us were of the mind that we really should continue to iron this out in committee in a smaller group than putting it in front of 187 people. Because just from a purely practical point of view, if you have 40 people, say, in the House of 151 that have vehement objections raising amendments to this, you know, this debate can go on for two or three days at a time when you're attempting to also get other business done.
Right.
There's not a reason not to do it, but I'm fearful that this may be that may have done better at the committee level as opposed to at the whole House and Senate level.
State Rep. Dr. William Pettit. Bill, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.